Music of the psychedelic rock band Unknown Mortal Orchestra has evolved over their decade plus of making music and touring, but they have kept their signature lo-fi sound. On their latest double album, V, the Roman numeral for 5, the group reflects on family. Unknown Mortal Orchestra's frontman and guitar player, Ruben Nielsen, joins us now from Portland, Oregon. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Roman numeral V, 5, your fifth record. What influenced the sound on this one? Because you've done psychedelic rock, you've done punk, even disco. What was the reason behind this sound?
I was interested in the really epic pop rock songs from like 70s and 80s, bands like Toto and Journey. So I kind of started from there. You know, after a few years, my family became much more important than the band, and I hadn't been on the road for a long time. So I started to focus more on things that were happening in my family, because it was like a laundry list of tragedies that kind of hit my family all at once. And so I had to kind of put music aside and stop thinking about it for a while. And I moved my mother back to Hawaii, back to the Big Island where she was born. And I think it was quite a big deal for her to come back, because she was a big deal in the whole world. So it's what she lives for, you know. So much to really think about. And I think the feelings and everything that we experienced in Hawaii kind of ended up being the thread that kind of like tied all of the songs together and kind of made the record make sense.
Sounds like you decided to put the album aside to make room for real life and then discovered that real life worked its way onto the album.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, that's exactly what happened, you know, and kind of realizing like, oh, your music is actually not just my job, you know, a sort of my coping mechanism.
If I may, it's your hula dancing.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, it's another thing about mom, you know, like realizing that when she's dancing, that's her real self. And then everything that happens when she's not dancing is kind of like her waiting to dance again. And I think that we have that in common.
Let's listen to your song, That Life. What inspires this song?
I found a place in Palm Springs. It's very different, you know. It's like, in some ways, it like reminded me of my childhood, because I spent a lot of time in hotels and motels, like touring with my parents, because they were both performing in different bands, like swimming pools and kind of palm trees and stuff like that. Because we never had any money, but we were always kind of shuttling around to these kinds of places, and Palm Springs has a lot of that feeling. So I think that's what attracted me to it. But I just feel like, you know, that life was a way of trying to organize my impressions.
Another song we'd like to hear. Let's hear a bit from your song, Layla. That phrase, let's get out of this broken place. What and where is that broken place?
You know, the more I listen to it, the more I kind of realize it's some kind of tribute to my mom. And, you know, I always used to wonder, like, why would you leave Hawaii, you know? And I think she felt this, like, feeling like she wanted to move. And, like, as I got older, I kind of realized that feeling of wanting to keep moving is part of me. Like, I definitely feel that. I feel like we're in a broken place, like this whole society is kind of like busted. Mm-hmm. The song is really just about an optimism, like an idea that whatever's wrong, you can kind of move past it, because I just kind of feel like that feeling of not understanding where to go or what to do seems to like dominate a lot of people's lives and discourse. And so I kind of like feel like the first thing is the belief or the optimism that something's possible, you know, rather than kind of giving in to the idea that this is it, we're stuck in this situation.
me ask you about another song. I Killed Captain Cook.
Along the shores of the pathway to the gods, I sent him along on his way. Bring the rock, death and disgrace. To the ancestral
song in the Hawaiian tradition, right?
It's my approach to Hawaiian music. I wanted to interpret it like the music that I grew up with. My mom used to listen to her brother's music a lot, and they used to have a traditional Hawaiian group that they toured in. And I learned about the Hapa Haole tradition, which is basically Hawaiian music and sung in English. And that's also my, I suppose, racial identity would be Hapa Haole, like half, which means half white, I guess. I used to be in punk bands when I was a kid, and I just kind of suddenly thought, like, I Killed Captain Cook sound like a really good name for, like, a Hawaiian punk band to have made or something.
Great, yeah, you're right.
And then when I was growing up, you know, in New Zealand, James Cook is a big figure in history. He's kind of like the Christopher Columbus of the Pacific,
yeah.
You know. But my mom always talked about it with this pride. Like, she, you know, she would just have like a sparkle in her eye when she'd talk about it. Like, I was like, yeah, well, my mom's really proud of the fact that the Hawaiians were the people that killed them, you know? And so, in some ways, it's like a tribute to my mom. Because I suppose mom ended up kind of looming pretty large over this record.
Sounds like your family's an important part of this album.
Yeah, I guess it just was unavoidable. It's like family just became this looming thing, you know. It's like, I suppose, like a lot of people over the pandemic, everybody, I think, just came out of that experience really transformed. You know, life starts again, and you kind of like, okay, well, all these things that I've learned from all this hardship or like these horrors that I've experienced, you know, who am I now? And hopefully you come out like a stronger and more useful person to the people that you love, you know.
I'm struck by that phrase you just used, stronger and more useful to the people I love. That's what life and art, for that matter, wind up becoming about, isn't it?
That's my ambition, to be useful.
Ruben Nielsen is a frontman for the band Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Their new album, The Five, Take Your Choice, is out now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Cool, thanks, man. Thanks for speaking to me.